The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. Hey everybody, here I am, and here's Rich. We are in the house, and
good evening, Mr. Horde.
We're doing it. Good evening to you, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You awesome. Know, this weather is. I think summer has hit until spring's again.
Isn't this today like the first day of a triple digit?
I think so. I think we're right there. Yeah, I haven't looked. I know it was supposed to hit like 100 today.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 101 in my car earlier. Nice. So the first day of triple digits. So
the pool, you know. The pool is warming up. My sister and her friend was over the weekend and jumped in the pool the first time.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so.
So it wasn't a polar plunge.
No, we're running about a 68 to 70 degree already.
Oh,
in,
perfect.
In the pool water, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, you bet.
Let the solar do its thing. I guess those solar flares that we had recently kind of warmed it up a little bit more.
Did you get to see any of those?
Oh, the Northern Lights?
Yeah.
I walked outside right before I went to bed about 10 o'clock, looked up, didn't see anything, went to bed.
You know, everybody who is listening is saying, yep, that's what we did too. And, cause I mean, I've heard so many people talk, about, man, I didn't get to see it and I went out and checked it out. What's the deal? You know, what time did it happen? And everybody is responding like, oh yeah, about 11:30, 11:45, midnight. Wow. And, oh yeah, I was already in bed by then.
You know? Right. So. Right. But my understanding is that if you took a picture of it, you would be able to see more of it in the picture than you would with the naked eye. Something of that effect. It seemed like a lot of people saying, hey, just wait. You can see a little bit of it and then take a picture and actually blow, you know, kind of make it pop.
I feel bad because I definitely missed it.
Especially being a photographer that you are.
I know.
I thought for sure you'd be coming in going, check these pictures out.
I think a lot of people thought for sure that I would have done something like that.
Way past your bedtime.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I want to go ahead and say that because of my leg, you know, and healing more and stuff like that, that in the evenings I was just a little bit, you know, more tired. And
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have any good excuse, man. I got a nice camera, and I should have dragged that thing out there. So.
Yeah, I get a lot of people are going up to Shasta Lake and looking out because of, you know, avoid the lights in Redding and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's all you had to do, but really.
Some of them I've seen are just some awesome pictures.
Yeah,
which I've kind of seen it. So I saw a little bit when I visited Alaska a couple of times.
Yeah.
But, you know, but this is supposed to have been, you know, once in a lifetime type setup.
Well, now there's where you might be wrong.
Yeah.
Twice in a lifetime is going to happen this weekend.
Oh.
Yep. So in the 90 seconds of news that we're going to do today, I talk about that, and it's, we may have another chance on Saturday night, so.
Nice. Well, good thing I get the news here.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't pay attention to the news anywhere else.
Well, shoot, maybe we'll do some news. You want to do some news?
Yeah. What do you got tonight?
Well, you know, we got 90 seconds of news. So, you know, 90 seconds of news is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number ever. Just give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. And Danny's down there as well, so... You get to talk with Danny there. Let him know that Tony and Rich said howdy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Bill absolutely loves his new internet solution down
out there. Yeah. If you have trouble getting regular internet or off of satellite, yeah, Doug will take care of it.
Big time.
He'll do the Starlink setup.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I'm sure all our listeners can hear the absence of Mr. Bill Woodford.
I've noticed that he was not over on the other side.
Exactly.
Of the table.
Yeah, exactly. Like, check this out. See, listen real quick.
All right. You're right. I did. Yeah. Okay. I agree. Yeah.
That's Bill Woodford. The absence of Bill Woodford, everybody. So I think that he is down. I think he's in Alameda, quite possibly, and he's getting ready to start jousting for the big.
I think I saw him on a Facebook post that he said something about his season.
This might be the
starting.
Beginning of his several-week stint down there. I mean, he's down there usually like, I mean.
Right, I think
two or three weeks.
Yeah, he said. Yeah, he's not going to be available this weekend to help us out the parade. But yeah, there you go.
Well, okay, so let's get going on 90 seconds of news. So 90 seconds of news starts now. We've got Reading Rodeo starting tonight at 7 p.m. with Extreme Bull Riding. Tomorrow night is Family Night, and Friday night is Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night. Saturday night is the final night, and it's Armed Forces Night. Get your cowboy hat, and we'll see you at the river. Story number two, the lone stranger and his sidekick robbed a bank on Monday. Who are they? Here are two clues we have so far. While crossing a creek, they rode along the sand with one hand raised on high to salute the gold they had panned. Ain't no varmints greater than us, did Hal. One did Hal. Who are you talking about? The other did scowl. Into the forest the crooks they did flee with their wheelchairs and canes and pesos aplenty. They fled to the south with the glee and great smiles under the night sky for miles and miles. Story number three. According to the United States Geological Service, a 4.0 earthquake hit 10 kilometers southeast of Blue Lake at 11:39 p.m. last night. Story number four. Well, it happened. Oregon State students partied hard on Shasta Lake and made a big mess. But this year, they decided to leave on good terms. About 40 students cleaned up everything and left the lake as clean as they found it. Yay. Now that's a good neighbor. Story number five. Northern lights graced our skies for a few days this past weekend, and many are wondering if it will ever happen again. The rare once-in-a-lifetime spectacle could happen again this Saturday night. So take a nap and get out there and experience it.
A nice job.
Whew, I could feel it.
Well, there you go. Take it. Oh, we got to take. Got to take a nap, stay up late.
Exactly.
A good one.
Yeah, take a nap and get on out there and see it. So
is it time-wise, like you say, about 11, 11:30?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people were talking about around midnight or so, but most of the comments that I've been reading are right around 11:30, 11:45.
Okay. Any particular night this weekend, Friday night, Saturday?
Saturday night's the only one I heard them talking about. Okay. Yeah, so all right. Hopefully we'll... Hopefully we'll see it again, us you know, latecomers.
Yeah. Right. First time in a lifetime, twice. Yeah, we can't miss that. We'll have to do it. But, hey, I'm glad to hear students stayed back and cleaned up.
Isn't that cool?
Cleaned up the island, cleaned up after their mess. I'd like to see more than just 40 because, you know, there was thousands
well,
of them out 16, there.
1,600.
Yeah. So out of 40, good for you. I hope you graduate with honors and you're good people. Thank you.
Social media, as prevalent as it is, they probably got wind that we've been talking about them.
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
So they're like, yeah, we should probably give them something else to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking that's what they did. And
good for them.
Yeah,
no, that's great.
I could not believe that.
I hope the boats, I don't think we had any rain. Traditionally, you know, would muddy up the boats, but I hope they took care of the equipment, and the guys up there on the lake, aren't freaking out right now, getting ready for Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Getting the boats put back together, so hopefully they didn't tear it up too much. Yeah. But
hopefully they're all saying, "Well, we sure love those students from Oregon."
Yeah. Awesome. You know, it's a great impact to the economy. I mean, the amount of money that they actually bring in is huge, you know, because they have to, you know, not that they drink a little, they drink a lot, that they, you know, they got to buy their booze down here. So that and Top Ramen, whatever it may be.
That is the college meal right there.
That's it, yeah.
Well, Rich, I tell you, I'm tired.
Yeah, sun getting to you already?
No, just
going at it.
Yeah, this microphone and all this stuff, you know. I'm going to have to take a break.
All right. All right.
We'll be back after the break.
All right. I'll be here.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding. Indicative of the temperature out there, I'm thinking.
So. Right. Please be fire safe this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In fact, that would probably be one of our upcoming guests is CDF, or that's the old term, Cal Fire. There is
Cal Fire,
new
right.
name. So yep. We'll probably have the guys down here and tell
you
us what's happening.
Grind is doing a presentation at the association, Realtors Association.
Oh, good.
Either
wow.
They just did or it's coming up.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I saw that. So it's something I wanted to try to make it to.
Yeah, for sure. Is it going to be next Wednesday?
I have to look to see, but I know they were on the schedule. Either happen tomorrow or tomorrow or there's something happening tomorrow.
Well, we'll need to get them back on the schedule and have them come in here and fill everybody in on all the great news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, cool. So you are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with your two amazing hosts, Tony Horde and Rich Howe. We're leaving the rich amazing. Richard out of it. I'm just
thank you,
yeah. Rich out.
But amazing, I like the amazing.
We are
part.
Pretty darn good. You know, I mean, we've come a long ways. When we first started, we were sweating beads. How do you say that? Sweating bullets.
Sweating bullets.
Beads of bullets.
Yeah.
Beads
like
of sweat. But we were a little bit nervous when we first started.
Well, it's a different atmosphere.
It is.
You know, of being there. I mean, we talk all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we have conversations in the office and back and forth and driving to Red Bluff and wherever it may be. But, yeah.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
It's just when you get out there and you realize possibly 10 to 20 people might be listening to us.
I don't know. I think we've got a pretty good following out there now, you know. Thinking about maybe throwing some T-shirts out there.
Something.
We could see our followers out there, you know.
So, I don't know if you have it on your list here yet, but so we're going to be meeting and greeting people at the parade on Saturday, right?
We sure are, Rich. We're going to have our booth set up down there, and we're going to be announcing the parade. So,
excellent.
We'll probably be we won't be talking too much real estate, but we'll have to throw something out there.
Yeah. I mean, just talking about the North State to anybody that wants to listen.
Sure.
You know, and talk about what's going on and how things, how everybody's feeling about whether it be the politics or economy or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the lakes being full.
Well, you know what's cool too, Rich? I mean, this is going to be our first time of announcing for the rodeo parade.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be pretty cool. It'll just be you and I. Rich is going to, or not Rich, but Bill's going to be jousting. So yeah, it's just going to be you and I, and we're going to have a good time. It's supposed to be a lot of entries this year. I think they said 250 entries.
Wow, nice.
So it's supposed to be picking it up pretty good. So
okay,
it'll be exciting. Nice. And we're going to have some free balloons for the kids.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I will. If people are listening now, I will buy lunch for two people at Lulu's.
Really?
Yep. I will buy two certificates for lunch at Lulu's. If somebody comes to the booth and says, I heard you on the radio, I'd like to have those free lunches.
Wow. There you go.
All right.
Cool. Walk up to the booth.
Walk up to the booth, you know, meet and greet. And let us know who you are, and I will buy compliments of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Buy them two lunches at Lulu's.
Well, cool, awesome. There you go.
All right,
love it. Can't wait to see who walks up.
It could be anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very cool. Well, what's new in the world of real estate right now? I mean, we do got a little real estate update coming up, and we'll get to that. But what's new and happening?
You know, things are doing. I mean, personally, you know, it's not just being, running the brokerage, but still doing real estate and working deals and writing offers. And it's pretty active. I mean, there's some days that I just can't get it all done and get where I need to be in a reasonable time. It just
I hear you.
It's a challenge sometimes.
Sure.
So, walking properties and meeting with people it's like I say, it's active. It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spring season. People are starting to make plans for the summer, whether they're, getting ready to move to a bigger house or out of state or, mm-hmm. Downsizing, that type of thing coming.
The holidays are over.
Holidays are over. I mean, we have a couple of the celebration holidays, Memorial Day and mm-hmm. 4th of July coming, but yeah, I think, people are liking to get into their new home before 4th of July to celebrate with their family, with a new home and such. So we're starting to see activity in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Yep. And Redding, California is a destination. It's a place to live a good life.
Mm-hmm.
We see that all the time, helping people find a home of their dreams. And so it's there's a lot of folks that come here to find a beautiful home and live here in this beautiful area with us. So
yeah. Well, I just closed a deal. I think I mentioned it last week. Was an 8-day escrow on a gentleman from the Bay Area, just wanted some land up here.
Are you bragging about
and
that 8-day escrow again?
I am. And it was with Kelly
pretty cool.
Over at Fidelity. She made it happen. But, and I talked to him about him coming up here, and he's really going, Rich, we do not have this down here. He goes, I'm not looking to move to Redding. I want to escape to Redding. And that's what his the whole purpose of him buying land up here. I want to come up and do, dry camping or slowly develop the land and have a small little cabin where I can come up and get out of the area I'm at, 2.5-3 hours away. Mm-hmm. And I'm here enjoying your guys' beautiful serene,
Why not have your own personal camp spot?
That's exactly what he's got, and that's where we're helping him get the right people in place to clean it up a little bit and make it fire safe for mm-hmm, him to come in and camp. And it's right on Lower Cottonwood Creek, actually stretches across the creek itself, which mm-hmm. is kind of unusual property.
Mm.
But, that was his whole idea. He's been searching for years.
How many acres was that?
It's a little about 3.5.
Okay.
Something like that. So not a lot, but it's literally an acre of usable. The rest of the acreage is literally going across the creek bed, all the way. And it's kind of.
Give you a place to put the other end of your bridge.
It's pretty neat property. It was on the market for a while. He got a pretty good deal on it and sellers. They wanted to sell and stuff, so we made it happen. But it was just neat knowing this is my vacation spot.
Yeah.
And I'm going, this is my backyard, almost, mm-hmm. In a sense, and welcome. Just don't bring your politics, but that's okay. But a nice guy, super, super nice guy.
That's great. Where was he coming from?
The Vallejo.
Or escaping.
Area.
Escaping
from. Yeah, the Vallejo, Vacaville area.
Yeah. Well, cool. The ethical standard. is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Standard of Practice 3.9 is where we're at today. Another short one, should be pretty easy to understand. As usual, if you want to go to northstateliving.com, you can look at the resources tab there, and you can listen to or pull up this whole thing if you like. Print it all out and take it camping with you and read it all over. Okay, Standard of Practice 3-9. Realtors shall not provide access to listed property on terms other than those established by the owner or the seller.
Pretty cut and dry.
It is.
Basically, it's written out what the seller's authorization is to access the property.
Mm-hmm.
You need 24-hour notice. That should be in the listing contract. You want see a pre-approved letter. You should have that written in the listing contract of what the seller's wishes are for somebody to go see the property.
Mm-hmm. And any deviation of that could be cleared up quite easily with a phone call to the seller and maybe a new plan could come up, but that would fall
absolutely.
But
it should be, you know, it's one of those things. It should be written out. It should be, you know, pretty cut and dry of what the seller's wishes are, and the agent should follow that and should not deviate from it.
And it's usually pretty simple. I mean, for the most part, the place is wide open to view almost any time because we want to get it sold. Mm-hmm. So very few
the
times.
Easier the access, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to show one the other day that, they wanted to see pre-approved on a higher-end home, and I just kind of, you know, right off the bat, the buyer went, I'm not showing them anything. I haven't made an offer yet.
Yep.
You know, I was like, oh.
So okay. There they go. They lost that buyer.
They lost. Let's go look at this one, you know. And we vet our buyers.
Sure.
You know, we go
we don't want to waste our time.
Exactly. So, you know, when I make a call and make an appointment, just pretty much, you know, take it as it's legit. I'm coming
I can see taking that a little bit the wrong way, you know, when you Rich Howe, call up so-and-so and say, hey, listen, I'd like to come see the house. Oh, well, we need the buyer to be pre-approved already. Well, how does that make you feel and look? You know, you're thinking, hey, you should know that I don't bring a buyer that's
well, I mean, some agents don't. I mean, it's all about the relationships that we've built over the years. But, and they said, well, we want to see either a pre-approved letter or proof of funds that they can buy this home at this level. I mean, it was not a cheap home. It was over $1 million. You know, and so you kind of go, oh, okay. And some people do not like to show their finances to somebody they don't know.
Sure.
You know, and their response was, I don't feel comfortable with that. You know, and I said, well, they're trying to avoid the looky-loos, you know, and people that really can't afford it to come into a high-end home and stuff. They're going like, well, that's what I'm doing is looking at things before I make a decision. I get it. I understand. And it turned the client off pretty quick. And I said, hey, that's fine. So, you know, just tell me what you will share and we'll get you in there. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go look at this other home. Let me know about this one. Okay. And that's what we did. So,
sure.
Just one of those things, which is too bad. It was a beautiful home. At least it looked like a beautiful home on paper.
You well, know, I'm so. Sure it'll get sold too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, that was the ethical standard. So I guess I talk about what's going on in my world, and I'm pretty excited about it. It's really just that the commercial property down south of Reading that I've been working on, and it's interesting because it's an industrial piece of ground, and it's in the middle of about six other industrial locations in there, and there's about two roads that go in there, and everybody's been using them, and they've all been in use for about 75 years.
Wow.
And so none of them, you know, have any problem with access. And some of them have recorded access and some of them don't. And so when we went to sell this piece of property, it was said by everybody that had any the Servient properties, basically that they let us know. They said, we don't have any problem with access at all. I mean, people have been using these roads for 75 years. We don't care. And but the buyer says, well, that's nice, but I definitely want recorded easements. And so we got started working on those easements. And really what it come to is talking with the property owners and finding out if they're okay with basically recording us recording access on the deed. And they didn't have any problem with it at all. So we're basically in the middle of recording that. And so we had two different roads that went in. One of them needed access. Well, we needed access on both roads, and both roads were part of two different properties, but they were owned by the same family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyways, we've basically got all of that, and they're drawing up the easements right now at the title company, and we're getting ready to record.
So. Yeah, I think we talked about that one time, and even one of the landowners that would be subordinate of this easement, he mentioned, he goes, well, they've been using it for so long, isn't it just prescriptive rights?
Mm-hmm.
And that's still a legal type thing. If there is conflict and then you have to go to court to say, hey, I've been driving this road for the last 50 years and nobody said anything. That's a judgment type thing. That's a judge to make
right.
that determination.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would still end up being, a recorded easement
right.
on a deed at that point because they would force it upon somebody that would, maybe may not want that. Be subordinate and have that easement through their property.
Sure.
So a lot of people, that's come up a couple of times in conversations they had of going, well, I've been doing it for this long. Don't I have prescriptive rights? Not necessarily.
Right.
It's a legal proceeding to get that. So, but,
well, let's talk about prescriptive rights just a little bit more right after this break.
Sounds good.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Take up, take it all. Hold it over, just not. Tell us, break it.
Okay, just like that, we are back on the air on KCNR Downtown Studios here in Reading, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Give us a buzz at 605-4567 if you've got a question. This is your talk radio, and we are Living in the North State. There you go. There's all the important stuff.
Mm-hmm. Great music selection, by the way.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorite. I love Pink Floyd.
Thank you, Christina. Yeah, in fact, I got that record at home.
Oh, I have a gold. It's a gold plated CD.
Oh, really?
The Wall.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, I don't have a CD player anymore, but I still have the CD.
Huh? That's interesting. Does it play?
Oh yeah. Yeah, but it's gold plated and yeah, it's got.
Because they made some high end CDs.
Mm-hmm. It was a birthday present or something from the wife.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. Anyway.
Well, all right, back into the important stuff, which is real estate in Northern California and Shasta County.
Yeah, so we were talking a little bit about prescriptive rights.
Yeah.
You know, so like I say, I've talked about it. I've known a couple of clients that went through some process of having some land that had some access that they didn't want to grant access to somebody after a certain amount of time, or bought the property and this says, well, I'm going to put a gate up, that type of thing. So, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't happen all the time, but it is something to be aware of. And it is a legal proceeding that you would have to go through to, you know, someone that says, I have the right to do this because I've been doing it notoriously out in the open, mm-hmm. you know, for X amount of years. You know, it takes a judge to really kind of figure that out. And,
sure.
You know, and have the right lawyer in place. You know, whenever that comes up, I tell them, you need to talk to a real estate lawyer. Not a regular lawyer.
And I think it's more of a risk, you know, for example, with my client, the buyer of the property down there, it was more of a risk for him. Mm-hmm. He could see that it was kind of obvious that it would be prescriptive easement. I mean, trucks have been using those roads for 75 years, so mm-hmm. that kind of goes over the, I mean, way into the prescriptive rights
right.
easement.
But he's buying the property, so he's a new owner. And you kind of go, do I continue to get that prescriptive rights being I'm a new owner and
that's
I'm changing the business even?
I understand that that's still the case. Mm-hmm. You know, so it does, in that case, would run with the land. Not that there's anything to run with the land, but I mean the fact that trucks have been using it for that amount of years. You mm-hmm. know, that's what I've heard. I've heard that that would still fly in the courts.
Yeah, like I said, I think definitely lawyers would need to be involved to make mm-hmm. sure. But you're doing it right. You're doing the right thing of getting him the recorded deeds, mm-hmm. Easements. So that's the right thing to do. And it sounds like nobody's really fighting it. Everybody understands,
right. Yep.
Which makes it a lot easier case, even though it's not easy to get it all done. You know, the escrow officer's got to do a lot of work. You got to do all the communication between buyer, seller, escrow. You know, and it takes a little while to get it done.
Well, and you know what it really points out is that every transaction, every real estate transaction can be different. Some of them can be easy. Some of them can be 8 days.
Right.
You know, and some of them can not have that many things that you need to pay attention to, but that many tasks to do in order to complete the transaction. Others seem to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do is just roll your sleeves up and get to solving problems.
Yes, yes. Well, it's one of those things. So whenever I start working with a client, especially a buyer, you know, and even a seller, but I tell them, I says, it's like flying an airplane from San Francisco to New York. We're going to go down to San Francisco. Just to get going, we may have to go through some traffic. We have little things we need to take care of. We need to get down there. We need to wait in line. We need to get on the plane. And we're going to take off. Typically, it's going to be nice, smooth. We get up to elevation, and we're cruising along. We get over the Continental Divide into Colorado. Might get a little rocky here and there. A couple of things are going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, little bumps, you know, a little turbulence may happen. You know, but my job is to get us to New York, nice, smooth landing, come into the runway, and make it happen.
Oh, that's a heck of an analogy. I like that.
So, well, and it's true.
Yeah.
Some flights, everybody has flown. Well, most people have flown. Quick, smooth, easy, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You're there, walk off, no traffic, quick lines, that kind of stuff, makes it nice and easy. You're going, flying's a piece of cake. Other times, no. Delays.
Well, the airplane breaks down. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
See, all those different things. So if you kind of put it in analogy, it can happen. You never know. You plan, you know, you plan for the worst and you hope for the best,
mm-hmm.
you know, type thing. And you know, I always sit in the back of the plane because whoever heard of a plane backing into a mountain, right?
Sure. I like it. Anyway. Well, I like that analogy. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and explaining that to somebody, going, this is the, you know, it can be challenging sometimes, and other times, piece of cake, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's what makes, that's why I love real estate so much. It's, every property is a little different.
You know, and I think that, yeah, you're right, and one of the things that I like to have as far as an arsenal to be able to help with all those different little problems, like the airplane breaking down and the turbulence and all that kind of stuff, is this, this army of vendors that we work with.
Mm-hmm. You
know, any, all of the contractors that would work on a house, the drywall guys, the painters, the plumbers, the electricians, having all those guys, and then of course the home inspectors and pest inspectors, and having them all kind of, after a while, you know, you begin, you, it's like a big football team.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, for example, today, you know, I had a question rise up about something that was in a house, and instantly I was able to call a contractor and get some answers for it and give them a call back and have an answer right away. And that really helped out. That kept the ball moving, kept the escrow moving, and it's important.
Right. It is. Yeah. Everybody plays their intricate part. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do. And sometimes it's small on some transactions. Other times it's a huge thing, and they really, you know, they step up the bat and make it happen. That's the fun part of it, though. I mean, if everything was so easy, would you want to do it? You know,
everybody'd be doing it if it was so easy.
right. True. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know,
bet.
So.
I'm glad it's just us few agents.
Yeah, you know, and like I say, it's fun and challenging at times, and you know, you sit back and sometimes you pull your hair out, and sometimes you go, that's the way it happens. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, we're mm-hmm. not there convincing people to do one thing or another. We present them with options. And we say, look, here's, if you do this, here's an option, or you can do this, or this. You know, it's accepting an offer. You can accept it as written. You can accept it and counter it, change whatever terms you like to change,
mm-hmm.
or you can reject the offer.
Sure.
You know, those are kind of the options to do. So, you know, same thing with a buyer. It comes right back at the buyer going, okay, here's your options. To buy this house, we can do this or that and try to do this and make it more appealing to the seller in this way. And it's not always about the dollar amount either.
Right.
It's the, you know, the terms and conditions and all that kind of different stuff that can play a big factor when it comes to selling. So educate. You know, what we do is just educate people what their options are and make it happen for them.
Yep, absolutely. You bet. And that's the fun part.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I think what we ought to do, Rich, because we're going to come back and talk about the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update. And mm-hmm. things are looking even better this week than they were last week. So things are changing just a little bit more. We're more right in the middle of this big spring, you know, what do you want to call it? The spring
season, selling season, buying season.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've seen it kind of start about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And right now we're in full swing, and we're going to drop some numbers here when we come back from the break.
All right.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
We'll get it.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV
TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We're listening to some cool music there by our producers putting it on there. Thank you, Christina. What's going on, Rich? What are we up to?
We're doing the market update, right?
You're doing the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update?
Yes, yes, please. Well, let tell us me the numbers. What do you got, buddy?
All right, here we go. Well, first of all, as you all know out there, the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with all of your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinreading.com. Okay, as of today, there are a record amount for the year of houses at 628 houses on the Shasta County MLS. Mm-hmm. That's up 26 from last week. So that's pretty cool. In the last 30 days, there were 188 houses sold in Shasta County. That's down one. So we got a lot of houses just hit the market anyways, and so they're sitting there ready to be sold. Some of them may be a little bit high priced, so they're going to have to sit there for a few weeks until they get the
market positioning proper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like price reduction verbiage.
Yeah, I'm not too big on that either.
So it's just it needs to be positioned appropriately.
There you go.
To see value in it. So
yep. Let's see. We have sold 188 houses in the last 30 days, and 25 mobiles, and 30 vacant lots. So out of those three right there, the vacant lots were actually the more popular thing that we sold. That's up 7. So usually we're around 20 vacant lots. So
and I'm seeing that, you know, and right now this year, this spring, I have more vacant lots than I've ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just reaching out saying, "Hey, can you sell my lot? Can you sell my? I got vacant land. Can you sell it?" Yeah, sure. You know, let's take a look at it and see if it's kind of highlight its properties, if you will.
Sure.
You know, and get it out there for them. So
if the price is right, they will sell. Mm-hmm. You know, I had one, Scott and I were co-listing one out there on Old Diggins Road, a couple of 5-acre parcels. That sat around for about a half a year. And we were trying to hold on to the price that we were all thinking that it would go for. We had it out there for $80. Mm-hmm. And we dropped it down a little bit and a little bit more. And pretty soon we dropped it down to, believe it or not, we dropped it all the way down to $55. The seller, he was real motivated. He said, Tony, let's make something happen here. And so we dropped it down to $55, and we got a couple multiples offers. So we got two of them.
Just hitting the price point, and that'll happen.
Mm-hmm. So we're in escrow at $60. And so what's nice about that is that tells you right now where the market's at. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no two ways about it. If we had it out there for a different number, we just wouldn't have got the excitement that we did. And so that's where it's at. You know, you can be on the market as long as you want with a overpriced house, and all you'll do is just sit there.
Sit on the market, right. Well, and you don't want it to go stagnant, you know. So that's the whole thing. You know, I try to push as much as possible, mm-hmm. is doing CMAs, collecting appraisals, looking at what the appraisers are using in their numbers when it comes to adjustments and how they do it, mm-hmm. and then mimic that. Basically,
absolutely.
You know, because the appraisers go to a little bit different schooling than we do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their job, is to give a number. Of course, as realtors, we don't do a number. We will do a range.
Right.
But hopefully in that number. And, of course, the big thing is it does have to appraise if any kind of lending is involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the important number that we really look at when it all comes down to it. So hopefully that number falls within our range that we're looking to sell the property.
And I'll have to say that I, you know, all of our, you know, our evaluations are typically pretty darn close.
We always
bounce them off each other in the office, and we're always happy to see that we're doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're coming up with the right numbers.
Right. Well, and we all know some sellers don't want to take our advice wholeheartedly.
No matter how good of a picture you make.
You know, and you kind of go, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. But, you know, this is where, you know, the true number would be. And I don't know how many times this happened to me, is ultimately, guess what? You know, not to, you know, pat myself on the back, but it fell within that range that we thought 3 months ago, and we didn't. We pushed the envelope. Other times, you know, we said, hey, this is where we think it'll be, and you know, the market pushed the envelope,
mm-hmm.
Which will do that. So no matter what, the market itself, the buyers, will dictate the price.
Sure.
And if it's somewhat undervalued, or people see a lot of value in it, more than what it's on the market for, the market will push the price up to the appropriate amount. It will self-adjust.
And the only time that may change is if you lagged around on the market with a high-priced house for a long time, and now you find yourself maybe 6, 8, 9 months down the road with an appropriately priced house,
mm-hmm.
but it's not selling for some reason.
Not selling. People look going, why didn't it sell? Because they don't realize a lot of times on where they're looking, to Zillow's and Realtor.coms and stuff, or even, you know, personal websites, they don't necessarily show where it originally came in at,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so they just see that, oh, it's been sitting on the market for 90 days or 100 days. Why? At that price, it seems appropriate.
Right.
You know, why didn't it sell at that price? Well, they just changed the price last, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it came into your privy and you saw it.
Right, because
you're setting in there, you know, no more than X amount is what you're looking at.
$300,000, so, that's as more.
Yep, that's it. Going. And then when you hit that mark, guess what? Done more people look at it and see it and mm-hmm. start pulling the trigger. So,
well, that's the thing that we have, we're privileged to see all of that data all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to see it over and over and over. So it's really easy for us to explain to our clients, you know, what our experience, you know, what we've seen with our experience and what they should probably do according to our experience.
Right. Well, and there's been many times to where the house gets, you know, a price reduction or repositioned on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden a client that I've been working for it sees it and says, well, I want to go look at this house, and it's been on the market for a long time. They'll take less, right? And you're going, no, it's priced properly now. It's been on the market because it was overpriced before. And so, but no, this is a legitimate price. And, you know, they're going to have some activity because we know, we see that, you know, yeah, like I said, we monitor it and we see it and going, oh, you finally got it down there. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finally got the seller to come around. and you know, realized you know, that they have holding costs that was already tied up into it, and then sure. All of a sudden they get down to the appropriate market price, so mm-hmm. And finally get the activity. But it's a hard thing for sellers really to see that, you know, and a good agent will kind of explain to them, going, you know, if you want to push the envelope, realize you have holding cost, and you need to factor that into the selling price if you want to hold on to it and not price it, you know, $15,000 less or $20,000 less. That you're going to have some holding costs for the next 3 or 4 months.
Holding costs being
insurance and loan insurance, and yeah, exactly. Your monthly payment and all those different things. A little bit different, obviously, if they own the home outright, but there's still holding costs. They still need to have the power on. They need to have the water. They need to still have insurance mm-hmm. on the property.
Sure.
So, and they're still paying taxes on the property. So there's a factor there that a lot of people don't realize, you know, of not pricing it appropriately right out of the gate. That is costing them money.
They do start to realize that as a couple of months goes by.
They go, oh, wait a minute. It's
Rich, what can we do to get this thing sold?
You know, and a lot of times it's right when taxes are due. You know, if they don't have an impound. Because I don't do impound accounts on my property, so I pay the tax bill directly.
Right.
You know, and sure. Come November, shoot, wait a minute. You know, if I was a seller going like, well, I'm selling it before I have to pay those taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going into winter is a good time to sell. And people, you know, I kind of explain that to my buyers, going, it's a good time to sell.
You're so right about that, because we've gotten plenty of calls right around that time saying, you know what, I need to get rid of this lot.
Right. I don't want to pay
taxes.
I'm tired of paying taxes.
Just pay the taxes on it. That's the last time.
Right. Exactly. And that happens. And that, you know, you can get a little bit better pricing, if you will, purchasing property during the wintertime mm-hmm. Than you would sometimes during the summer when the demand's high. So just, you know, it's all about pricing and cut your holding costs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's finish the rest of this up. According to bankrate.com, the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is down just a skosh, mm-hmm. 7.21. And the best rate that you can find out there with all the competitive companies looks like to be about 6.51. And, of course, we always like to follow this up with the fact that we can pretty much get you a lower rate than anywhere in the country and get you into a brand-new home. I think the best rate we can get you right now is 5.99, and they will cover up to $7,500 in the closing costs. And that's a pretty darn good deal. We've, mm-hmm. In fact, one of our agents is he still in escrow?
Yeah, I mean, he should be closing. I don't think he closed today, but possibly tomorrow, the next day. A quick escrow. I think it was only like 2 weeks, two and a half weeks.
Well, there you go. That's the kind of outfit that they are too. So we can definitely help with that. If you're looking for a low rate right there in a new home, give us a call at 530-949-4895. Boom. Give Rich a call.
Or Tony at 242-1020.
Yes, sir. Okay, so as of May 1st, we're looking at average price of a home in Chester County to be $402,000. And we're still looking at about $245 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good number to keep in mind, too. You know, an average house, for example, mine's an older home, and so it would probably, you know, it wouldn't be the exact average. It would probably be just a few dollars less per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
You know, even though, you know, at $245 a square foot, you want to ballpark about what your home is worth. Figure out how much square footage you have and times that by your $245, and that's an average one. So if you're sitting in a nice, nice home with a lot of updates, well, the average can go up a little bit. And if you're sitting in an older home that needs a few updates, that average is going to go down a little bit. But it gives you kind of a ballpark.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious of what the average square foot of the average home is in Shasta County. You know, is it, you know, 1,300, 1,400, 1,500 square foot? I mean, we can dig that number up, can't we?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just bookmark that for next week,
okay.
Because we are looking at about 10 seconds before we're done.
Well, that's going to be your homework for the week.
All right.
I want an average square foot of an average home in Shasta County.
Okay, Mr. Howe, I'll have it.
Can you have that?
I'll have it for you. Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We really appreciate you. You are the reason why we're here. So We will be here again next week. You tune in. We'll be here. And thank you very much.
Look for us at the parade on Saturday.
Lunch is on Rich.
There you go.
See you later, everybody.
Take care.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.